Planned Parenthood faces new allegations of selling aborted fetal tissue. Newly released documents reveal an alleged alliance between Planned Parenthood and the University of California, San Diego to profit from the harvesting and sale of aborted human fetuses for research patents. This new evidence shows Planned Parenthood sells late-term aborted baby body parts in violation of federal law for far more money than has ever been discussed before, said David DeLeiden, founder and president of California-based Center for Medical Progress, which filed the public records request in a statement earlier this month. Planned Parenthood's national headquarters knew about and approved these sales of aborted babies for valuable consideration as part of government-funded research grants. The documents show Planned Parenthood transferring aborted fetal body parts to the University of California, San Diego explicitly for valuable consideration in exchange for ownership of the university's patents and intellectual property developed experimenting with them. Details of the alleged deal are spelled out in a redacted biological materials transfer agreement that grants UCSD access to fetal and placental tissue that are the proprietary materials of Planned Parenthood San Diego. In return, the deal allows the nonprofit rights to patents and intellectual property developed through experiments with the material. The contract, signed in 2009, was updated to reflect the nonprofit's name change to Planned Parenthood of the Pacific Southwest in 2014, with the party specifying the terms and conditions of the original contract remained in full force and effect. UCSD emails from 2017 refer to the contract while updating an additional contract for clinical personnel, and in emails from late 2020, the university seeks to be especially careful about any rights providers of fetal tissue retain in the material. Despite federal laws prohibiting the exchange of aborted human fetal tissue for valuable consideration, the university used the fetal tissue for research leading to patents, according to Mr. DeLeiden's statement. The University of California system generated more than $127 million in revenue for all patent inventions during the 2021-22 academic year, Mr. DeLeiden claims in his statement. Violation of such federal laws are punishable by up to 10 years imprisonment and a fine of up to $500,000, according to the Center for Medical Progress. Email threads between Planned Parenthood and UCSD also reveal plans for collaborative research meetings. In one thread, Planned Parenthood emailed UCSD to set up a quarterly meeting and agrees to discuss payment to its abortion training initiatives within the framework of its fetal tissue research partnership. UCSD writes that as part of a meeting, we will have results to share on samples recently collected and will also likely have more to discuss the fellowship. Planned Parenthood replies there are no current issues with the collection program, but they have some questions about payment to the residency program. The collaboration involved Planned Parenthood's training programs at UCSD and other taxpayer-funded universities where they allegedly supply fetal tissues for research purposes. Documents also show UC San Diego donated $10,000 to Planned Parenthood's National Research Department at a 2021 fundraiser and a registration form for the fetal body parts harvesting in San Diego, according to the center. In 2015, Mr. DeLeiden and the Center for Medical Progress released an undercover video series showing Planned Parenthood executives negotiating the costs of fetal tissue from the alleged harvesting and sale of aborted fetal body parts and discussing modifications to abortion procedures to secure more intact organs. The videos exposed an aborted baby organ market between abortion clinics and research facilities. The exposé revealed various for-profit companies sent tech workers into Planned Parenthood abortion clinics to harvest the organs of aborted babies and then package them for resale to research facilities. Last year, the center reported on records, obtained via a Freedom of Information Act request, confirming a federal investigation by the Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General of the National Institute of Health's funded fetal tissue bank at the University of Pittsburgh, which is allegedly supplied by Planned Parenthood abortion doctors, according to Mr. DeLeiden's statement. Mr. Dalyden has urged federal investigators to widen the probe to include Planned Parenthood's activities in San Diego and every other location where this $1.8 billion abortion business supplies aborted babies for taxpayer-funded experiments, and accused the organization's leaders of participating in the government-sponsored trafficking of late-term aborted babies. The Center for Medical Progress also released a video about its most recent public records findings. Greg Burt, vice president of the California Family Council, a faith-based advocacy organization that promotes traditional family values, said in a March 18 statement that the agreement between Planned Parenthood and UC San Diego treated innocent, vulnerable human beings just like animals. Every human life is sacred from conception, and selling unborn baby parts for research is morally abhorrent, Mr. Burt said. This deeply revolting news reaffirms the need to pressure politicians to implement life-affirming policies and demand the laws against these crimes be enforced. Educational institutions and the scientific community shouldn't get a pass when they violate human dignity, he said. Planned Parenthood did not respond to requests for comment about the allegations.